Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Joining us today, a very special guest here just prior to the 4th of July, Jeff Berry, the agent at CAA that represents Buster Posey, the co-head of the baseball division there. And Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us. We've been dying to talk to you about Buster Posey. Of course, he's been such a great player for the Giants and All-Star, and he's won the three World Series, but wanted to get a little bit into his personality and what it's like dealing with him as being his agent. So, you know, tell us what kind of thrill has it been to be around Buster since he started his pro career?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, thanks for having me on. I appreciate that. But I've known Buster, I guess, and his family, probably going back to his freshman, sophomore year at Florida State. And I think one of the things, Buster has a presence about him that you immediately feel, and the things that you see today are really no different than the way he was as a 19 or 20-year-old while he was in college. I think from the standpoint, the interesting thing about Buster, and it's always he's supremely confident without the slightest bit of arrogance. And he's one of those guys. He's obviously a tremendous ball player and has accomplished an incredible amount already in his career. But, you know, he's a special guy that has an incredibly calm and powerful presence about him that really makes everyone around him better.
He just seems so perfectly fit for the game of baseball. You need that calm presence. You can't get too high or too low, as they say. And he does everything, really, to win a game. I mean, especially this year, you notice some of the things. He had a stolen base in the same game that he had a grand slam. He had a great play at first base where he was reaching into the dugout, even though he's known as a catcher. He plays first base as well, and he does such a good job over there. Earlier this week on the road trip in Miami, he scored on a pass ball, which, you know, you don't expect right. him to be the speedster that does that. And then he does the normal things a slugger does, like hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball from Carter Capps out of the ballpark. So just the variety of things that he does, how much does that help him as a ball player?
Well, I think it helps him, but Buster's, look, from a standpoint of athleticism, he was a really outstanding college shortstop and was also the closer at Florida State. So I don't think Buster oftentimes gets enough credit for how good of an athlete he actually is. A tremendous, great golfer, just a really fantastic all-around athlete. But I think the interesting part about Buster that people don't see is that his work ethic is off the charts. It's not out there in the open, but he works as hard as anyone in the game and takes pride in all aspects of it. I think he's and some of the advanced metrics show this, how good he is at catching and how good he is behind the plate, which often gets overshadowed because of, you know, his prowess at the plate. People sometimes overlook how good he is defensively as well. But, I don't think there's much on a baseball field that Buster really can't do.
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, you do recognize the work that he puts in and how he uses his intelligence to help the pitchers. And there's been a lot of talk this week after he took that foul ball in the face mask about him maybe moving positions. And we've heard this a lot before. He doesn't want to do that. The Giants don't want him to because they love him as the catcher. But we certainly know how capable he is at first base. I think he looks great every time he goes over there, even though he doesn't play there that much. And people wonder, why not move him over to third base or just move him permanently to first base? What are your thoughts about that? And what does Buster think about that?
Well, I know Buster loves to play. And you know, at the end of the day, the Giants, with their decision-making, I don't think it's by accident the organization's won three World Series in the last 5 years. That's a baseball operations decision by a group of guys that have obviously been pretty successful at doing it. I know Buster enjoys being a lot behind the plate. I think he's one of the best catchers on both sides of the ball in the game. And like I said, I've never felt like Buster has gotten the credit he deserves defensively as a catcher. And I think that's in large part due to just how good of a hitter he is.
What about the fear factor there, though, as far as his career and just, you know, his life? He said he wants to be as smart as possible. You see a shot that he took on Wednesday in the mask. And I always wonder about those hockey-type masks. I mean, I know you can see better out of them. I don't know which mask is safer. I know the job is dangerous. Let's just face it. It's inherent in the catching position. So is that something you just accept, or how much of a fear factor is there for a guy like Buster, or really any catcher, the way it is now because of the concussions that go on?
You know what? When you're in the moment, I don't think it's something you think about. Buster, we all remember what happened in 2011, and he went back behind the plate without missing a beat. So I don't think it's something that you think of in the moment. Obviously, it's a consideration for anybody that takes on that position, but I don't think it's something that's an overriding thought when you're in the moment.
We'll have more with Jeff Berry, the agent for Buster Posey, Matt Cain, and Jake Peavy, right after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes and scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need. You know, you mentioned 2011. I was at the game where Buster Posey was injured when he broke his leg. It was horrific. And after that, I know that you lobbied Major League Baseball and the Players Union to limit the home plate collisions, and it really does seem to be working out well. I wondered how it would work out. I mean, how are the catchers going to adjust to it? And I know Buster hates it when we call it the Buster Posey rule, so I try to hold back from saying that. But it did come about because of that injury. So, how much pride do you take in that hey, something was changed for the better, that catchers are being protected here?
I take a lot of pride in it. I know there's many people that come down on both sides of the fences on that rule change. But the fact is, there haven't been catchers carted off the field, since the rule went into effect. And I think it's good for the game. You know, when I was lobbying at the outset of that, there really isn't another sport out there where, a grown man can run unimpeded for, 90 feet in a straight line,
right,
and hit a defenseless player. And, some of the old school thought, a lot of people don't like the rule change, but I think as a whole, it's better for the sport, certainly better for the guys that squat behind the plate. And even, some of the catchers are against it. But I think all in all, it's been a very, very good rule change. And, hopefully we'll change the mindset of players coming up through the minor leagues of once you get into pro ball that, blowing up the catcher is not good for the runner or the catcher.
You mentioned some of the catchers may not like it, and I think it's because it takes a different skill set now to tag out a runner. Even Buster, you may have seen some of the plays initially where he was trying to angle, and I think he missed one of the tags. He had to get used to it a little bit. Everybody's getting used to it, and the catchers, they have to be a little more nimble because they have to stand in front, and then they have to reach back to sweep tag. Do you think as time goes by, the catchers will be better at that?
No, look, anytime there's an adjustment, there's going to be a learning curve. And, at the end of the day, my strong opinion, it's better for the game and better for the guys that play it.
Let's talk about Buster's personality again. As you mentioned, the even keel personality. And, what's great about a baseball team and a successful one is how many different personalities they are. And you also represent Jake Peavy, and so he's a teammate with Buster Posey. And I think you couldn't pick two more different type personalities. And let's listen to the soundbite here. I talked to Jake Peavy at spring training about the contrast of personalities, Jake and Buster Posey.
I think me and Buster complement each other well. That being said, Buster Posey is competitive as anybody I know. He internalizes it. He's stoic, and you'll never know how he's feeling. But we know how he's feeling because, we talk and we verbalize things. Buster is, and have the success that Buster has had without being ultra competitive and different ways of showing it. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. He's very good at internalizing his to not let the opposition fans, et cetera, know what's going on. But I think we do complement each other very well.
I thought that was well said by Jake Peavy. What do you think about that? I mean, because you have so many different personalities on a team.
Well, I think Peavy, he hit it right on the head. People compete in different ways. Jake is obviously very, very emotional, thrives off that. And the one thing that I think Jake talked about, you know, the connection they have, guys that, you know, they compete in different ways, but both have the same, you know, ultimate motive to go out there and win and perform. And I think that's ultimately where the connection comes to.
Yeah, and the thing about Buster is whether he, you know, struggles at something or whether he produces, it's pretty much the same emotion. I don't think he'll ever get kicked out of a game. Will he ever get ejected? Because he doesn't argue with umpires. He may look at him or he may say something, but it doesn't look like he's the kind of guy who will ever get ejected.
Well, I don't know. Imagine the umpire that actually ejects Buster Posey.
Right. Got to be wondering about that guy, right?
Right, right.
You know, it's funny, the expectations for Buster, too, they're so high. I mean, I know they are for him and for everybody concerned, but you know, I was listening to a post-game show recently on KNBR, and there was a fan saying something about how Buster doesn't hit enough walk-off homers. You know, he struck out to end a game recently, but then a stat was flashed up in a game subsequent to that showing that Posey is hitting .379 with two outs and runners in scoring position. So, okay, this guy is the ultimate clutch hitter, but I guess you can never please everybody. The expectations being so high, how does he handle that, you think?
Well, I mean, ultimately that's a question for Buster. But from my perspective, he handles it by, you know, if it's a 10-1 game in August, Giants winning or losing, he approaches that at bat the same as he would in a critical moment. They're all, you know, it's the execution, the attempt at excellence, no matter what you're doing. So I don't think the situation never gets too big or too small for what Buster's trying to accomplish.
More with Jeff Berry, the co-head of the baseball division at CAA, right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Now, you also have Matt Cain as one of your clients. He just came back, and Peavy's scheduled to go
tonight,
by the way. And Cain actually, you know, he threw the ball well. He didn't have, you know, his best outing. He gave up that home run. But how tough was it for Matt Cain? And I've talked to him a few times. I know he had to overcome some mental hurdles about soreness in his arm and being out. I mean, for a guy who really was never on the disabled list, that had to be frustrating for him.
No, I think so. And look, Matt Cain's been an elite-level pitcher for a long time. He's one of the better pitchers of his generation. And, you know, obviously anytime you deal with an injury that takes you out of action for that length of time, it's hard on anybody regardless of what you've done in the past. But, you know, Kaner looks great. I was just down in Miami, saw all those guys. And he's worked extremely hard, physically looks great. And, you know, I'm excited for what the second half holds for both Matt and Jake. Both of those guys have, you know, been tremendous pitchers for a long time. And, you know, both have worked extremely hard through their rehabs. And I'm, you know, I'm excited to see what goes on here the rest of the season.
Does it help Peavy a little bit that he's been through it before where he was injured earlier in his career and maybe knowing what to do as far as what it, you know, how you go about it when you come back?
You know what? I don't know if it's ever easy for guys that are competitors when they're on the shelf when the rest of their team's out playing. I think it's difficult whether you're going through it the first time or the fifth time.
A few more things before we finish up. Getting back to Buster Posey and his popularity in San Francisco, I think one of the things fans enjoy these Toyota ads that he does. I mean, how did that come about? Because they really have a lot of fun with it, and it kind of brings out Buster's personality in a way that we really didn't see before.
No, I mean, look, obviously Buster is an extremely marketable player, has a number of deals, you know, both regionally and nationally, and he does a great job with it. The Toyota spots have been, I think they've been fun for you guys to watch, and I know Buster enjoys it as well.
Definitely. Now, you just got done with the draft. Are there any new clients that we could be looking out for in Major League Baseball? I know that's always a busy time for baseball agents, you know, signing up players and then, you know, the draft, a lot of angst there, I would imagine.
Well, I think, you know, we had the number four overall pick this year. Great college pitcher, Dylan Tate. And, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, the draft is always an interesting time. It's really the beginnings of a professional career. And, you know, you see what the Giants have done with their draft and how many homegrown players they have. I think John Barr and his staff there with the Giants are about as good as it gets.
Yeah, they've done a fantastic job. Now, the last thing here, the best and most challenging parts of being a baseball agent, in your opinion?
You know what? I get asked that quite a bit. And one of the things that I always tell people, I feel really very blessed and fortunate to do what I do. I played briefly in the Red Sox minor league system and then went to law school after I was done playing. And, you know, I if there was any job in the world I could do, or if I could choose any job in the world, it would be the one I have. And I realize how lucky I am to say that. But just having the opportunity to work with guys like Buster and Matt and Jake and the many others that we work with, and watching them go through both the ups and downs and being a part of their careers, you know, in some small way is really gratifying. And like I said, if there isn't another job in the world I would rather do than the one I have.
All right, Jeff. Well, hey, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. And hope to see you at the ballpark one of these days.
My pleasure, Joe. Anytime.
That's Jeff Berry, the co-head of the baseball division at CAA and the agent for Buster Posey, Matt Cain, and Jake Peavy of the San Francisco Giants. Have a great 4th of July weekend, everybody. Join us again Monday. John Shea, columnist with the San Francisco Chronicle, is scheduled to join us, our regular guest, here on thesportsvirus.com. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.